In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of Saint Thomas the Apostle, and since we also start our Christmas break in the school, I want to wish a blessed and Merry Christmas for all the teachers and students in our St. Gertrude the Great School. Thank you for your big effort and hard work in ensuring the future of Catholic schooling in our country. Today's Saint Thomas, he was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus, and his name in the original Syrian language means twin. He was an apostle who, like all the rest, loved our Lord very much, but even though at first his faith was not very strong, before the apostles received the sacrament of confirmation, many of them were very weak and afraid in their faith. Once when Jesus was going to face the danger of being put to death, the other apostles tried to keep the master back. But Saint Thomas, in the spirit of bravery, said to them, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." But when Jesus was captured by his enemies, Saint Thomas suddenly lost his courage, and he ran away with the other apostles. His heart was broken with sorrow at the death of his beloved Lord and his Master. Then on Easter Sunday, Jesus appeared to his apostles after he had risen from the dead. But Thomas was not with them at the time. As soon as he came to the house, the other apostles told him joyfully, "We have seen our Lord." They thought Thomas would be filled with happiness, but instead he did not believe the word of his fellow apostles. He said, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." In other words, Saint Thomas demanded proof that he would believe instead of taking the words of his fellow apostles. Then 8 days later, on Low Sunday, Jesus appeared to his apostles again, and this time Thomas was there too. And Christ called Thomas and told him to touch his hands and the wound in his side. Poor Saint Thomas, now he saw that his fellows had really seen our Lord. Thomas fell down at the Master's feet and cried out, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed." Children, the story of Saint Thomas should make us truly appreciate that we have a chance to see our Lord himself every single day. And you are very privileged ones, because every single day you see our Lord, and you can also say together with Saint Thomas, "My Lord and my God," every single time when the priest elevates the host. And you are even in better position than Saint Thomas was at the very moment when he saw the Lord, because not only you can see our Lord and dear Christ, you can also receive him by going to Holy Communion. How happy Saint Thomas was after he had truly seen our Lord. Now he didn't need any more proofs, because he had the real thing himself. After Pentecost, Saint Thomas too was strong and firm in his faith. He went to India to preach the gospel and died as a martyr there after making many converts. So you children too, you have been blessed of being one of the great little ones of our risen Lord. daily you can receive him in Holy Communion, and you can also hear the words of the apostles, like Saint Mary Magdalene told the resurrection to apostles, and they in turn told them to Saint Thomas. You can receive our Lord in Holy Communion and hear and listen about him in the sermons in our daily school mass. We should learn from this feast and also remember that on vacation there to have firm trust to our Holy Lord. We must, as much as possible, strive to be with Jesus in our lives. And we must also learn from his mistake of not believing the other apostles, that we should always hear, listen, and believe the Church. We don't need to search for proofs and evidence, because we see and receive the real thing itself. It's, of course, very good to know your religion so that you can tell about our religion to people who cannot receive him and who cannot see him yet. But the good news of St. Thomas was that after his little unbelief and his little hesitation, he became as strong and certain in his faith as all the other apostles were. When we start our little break from school, let us be even more grateful to our Lord than we have been until now, that we not only don't need or need to search our evidence to know that our God exists. We can receive him, we have him, and we believe him every single day. And with our lives, we should tell the other people how great it is to be a Catholic, how happy it is to be his disciple, and through studying our religion, we can give great proofs of it to those who may be now to those who maybe are now a little bit like St. Thomas before he saw the Lord, but who can also become as strong and firm in their faith as we and the saints can be and are. Have a Merry Christmas and God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen.